Hello, hello out there. This is Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. This is Anthony London, your host, on this Monday. I call this Monday, Too Blessed to Be Stressed, baby. You know, today I'm by myself. My host had other obligations today, but which is cool because we hold each other down. Yeah, man, this Monday has been a real blessing. I had a lot of things going on today. I had a few meetings. I had a couple of clients I had to deal with for us, the credit situation, and that was very successful. And, you know, Monday is always the day everyone's trying to get back on the grind and is trying to get their mind focused back on their work. You know, and Monday's always the dreaded day. Yeah. So I look at Monday like, man, we blessed still, regardless of what's going on. We too blessed to be stressed. I've been blessed to be doing this podcast, man, and having this platform. It's been a total blessing to me and my family and my growth as being an entrepreneur, as being a husband, as being a father, as being a business partner, as being a friend. I have grown in a lot of different areas in my life, and I'm still growing. I'm work in progress. Never get it twisted. I'm always trying to evolve. I'm always trying to make myself better and focus on the things that I may fall short on every once in a while because I'm human. Of course, I make mistakes. And I will continue to make mistakes because I feel like making mistakes, the only way you can grow and get experience in an area is either you make a mistake or you fail. You know, and people look at failure and mistakes like they're bad. They try to stay clear of them and make them anyway and be so distraught and discombobulated when they make a mistake or they fail at something till it's hard for them to get back on the grind and get back on the A game. But to me, I look at failure and making mistakes as learning curves, as all right, let me see what I done this time so I wouldn't do it next time type of situation. But I haven't always been like this. You know, I was at that point in my life to where, you know, I was scared to death of making a mistake. I was scared of failure. You know, I didn't want to try something because I was scared I was going to fail. And that's what today's topic is going to be, episode. This episode will be about acceptance, you know, understanding and learning acceptance to a lot of different situations. And for me, you know, like I said, this podcast, I use myself as the guinea pig. I use myself as example because I don't want nobody to feel like I'm talking about them or I'm talking about a certain individual. I talk about myself in these situations because I have been blessed to be put in a lot of different situations in life, and a lot of the situations I felt that, and I dropped the ball, but I didn't fail to drop the ball without learning. You know what I'm talking about? And most mistakes and failures are meant not to make them again. You know, if you are making the same mistake in the same, and you failing in the same department you was failing in 2-3 years ago, you're doing something wrong. You understand what I'm saying? You want to fail, you want to fall short at something new, not at the same thing. Because I once was told, if you do the same thing, you get the same results. And that's what mindset is built upon. Mindset therapy is built upon, learning the habits and learning and teaching the habits of not making the same mistakes, not failing at the same old thing over and over and over again. Nah, you know, that's not what we're here for. We're here for, you know, accepting our shortcomings and moving on and pushing forward and using those same shortcomings and those failures to succeed on the next level of life. You understand what I'm saying? So today, that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on accepting our weaknesses, accepting our shortcomings, accepting our failures, because black men have a problem with acceptance, and I was one of them. I learned late, you know, in my late 30s, mid to late 30s, about how important accepting and acceptance is. You know what I'm talking about? So, excuse me, I had to hit my dope, you know, but acceptance is a tricky situation. It's a tricky subject because we are brought up a certain way. I was brought up thinking acceptance is weakness. I don't think you heard me. I say I grew up and I always thought that acceptance was weakness. So you never wanted to accept nothing. You always wanted to deny not admit a problem is a problem, or facts is facts. You always want to get around that and not accept that, or deny that, or move around that problem. But deep down inside, it's not the truth, and it's destroying us. But we are taught to have the face, put that mask on, and like everything's all right. Excuse me, knowing everything isn't all right. I had to crash and hit my head a few times before I start learning that if I continue doing these things, I would get the same results. But if I stop, regardless if I succeeded or if I failed, and switched my thinking up and look at it from a different point of view, look at it from the acceptance side and not the denial side, I can change my whole life. Just like that. It's just like stepping across a line. But I didn't understand that, you know, at the time. I wasn't being taught that, you know, and the women that God was using to raise me and my sibling, you know, they were fighting their own fight. You know, they was fighting, they had their struggles they was up against. You know, they was doing everything from the best of their ability, and they done a wonderful job. You know, it's just something about that man being there. My mother was in denial about having my father in the household, because she felt so pleased, she felt so bad that he chose to be other places besides being in the household with her and her two sons, you know. So she always put on this persona like she didn't need him, and which she really didn't, but at the same time she could have used him to show her sons some of the things that she couldn't show us, you know. And it's just by nature, that's it, you know what I'm saying. But Now, this ex my father out the game. You know, she could have used any well-groomed, well-rounded man that was taught to be a man to show us these things. You know what I'm saying? But she was so bitter and so tore up and in denial about my father, she excluded herself from any other loving situations or blocked real love, because she thought it was fake love, because she got fake love almost all her whole adult life. You know what I mean? So it was a rough road for my mom, but she done an awesome job, and that's where the denial come from. You know, being around so many people that was in denial, we thought denial was normal. You know, acceptance was something that was so far away from our world where we was living at, till it almost didn't exist. So when I started going to jail and getting in trouble and I had to finish programs and do counselings before I can reach the level of being released, I started learning about acceptance and denial and acceptance. And it was crazy because it was like two warriors fighting against each other. I'm trying to think about what kind of warriors I can name, denial and acceptance, but they was fighting against each other. It was a war. And each one of them was trying to prove the point why one should stay and one should go, or one shouldn't even be talked about. It's crazy. But that's the metaphor I'm going to use. You know, like two samurai warriors fighting against each other. One is denial, one is acceptance. And acceptance is trying to show denial why it shouldn't even be in a picture. And denial is trying to do the same thing. So it's crazy. You know, and a lot of families suffer from that. Not just families that especially families that deal with substance abuse problems. You know, they mask a lot of their family problems with the substance abuse, not only with the substance abuse, with the denial, because they don't want to see the true picture, the real picture, what's really going on and what's really causing the problems. So they're in denial about what's going on around them. Everything is peaches and cream, but really it's not. That's how my family went for years. You know, my uncles and my aunts, all of my grandmother just used to be in so much of denial, like, because it hurted her so much to see her children be in such a way. So she just, you know, she put a mask on and she was just in denial about a lot of things. And I think it hurt our family tremendously, but not that she had control over this. This was the best and the only option she can take by keeping her sanity without her going crazy. And I understand and I respect my grandmother because she was a widow as a young lady. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's another story. But at the same time, I'm trying to explain to you guys how deep denial goes in my family. So that's why I feel like I'm in a position to speak about it. You know, and be an author of this and be a professional about denial, because I was raised in it. I was raised around it. I was raised in it like it was quicksand. You know, and when I got to a position that was outside my family into a whole nother atmosphere, and they talked about denial and acceptance and how bad denial was, and by me becoming a young man at the time, I had to be honest with myself and be like, man, they're right. You know, even though the counselors couldn't imagine the depth and how deep this rooted in my family tree, but they knocked on the door because they had the book knowledge of this two-headed monster. So it helped me. It opened a lot of doors to where I can see people that suffered the same thing, that had the experience, more or less the book knowledge of it, and try to get it. And it took years. It just didn't happen overnight. So I understand my brothers and sisters that's going through that, man. I totally do. You know what I'm saying? It's a journey. So, you know, you got to be ready to fight. If you're not ready to fight and be honest, it's going to be harder and harder. So for number one, you got to be honest. You got to be willing to be honest and open about your denial and accept the fact that you have to release the denial and accept the fact that it is what it is and deal with it. Acceptance is a fool, man. Acceptance hurt, you know. So you got to be ready. You got to have a connection with God, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ is his son, because, you know, man, you dealing with problems. When you're accepting certain things in your life and you've been in denial for years about it, and when you just take the denial off the top of it and be like, man, I'm ready to accept this. I'm ready to deal with it. Man, it's like a slap in the face. But it feels so good when you uncover the secret, and, you know, not too much a secret, the lies. Because that's all denial is. Lies, covering up lies, covering up lies, covering up lies. That's it. You know, to be honest with you, that's all denial is lies. You know, and like I tell my kids, it's fibs. You know, so it's a Pandora box, man. And it's something you have to consistently work on. You can't, this is no 24-hour fix. It's not. It's something you got to practice on. It's something you got to deal with for a while. You know, it took me, you know, it took me a few years to really get myself together and become stronger in accepting a lot of things and a lot of facts about, even about myself, man. I was 37 years old before I found out who I really was. You know, I didn't even know myself. I went years and I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know what I want. You know what I'm saying? And that's just being a product of my environment. It's no harm, no foul. But the simple fact is that I was blessed to learn before I lost my life. And a lot of people around me lost their life that I love. And when I looked up and the smoke cleared, I was the only one still standing. And I appreciated that. But at the same time, I had to accept the fact that these people were no longer in my life. And I had to build a life without these people. And it's a nightmare. It's hard, you know. So, you know, that was some things I had to deal with acceptance. You know, just accepting the fact that, you know, my life had to go on and I had to build. But I never complain. I'm not the one to complain. But God truly blessed me and put some good people around me to help me deal with the reality of what's going on around me. You know, the reality of losing, you know, so many of my loved ones. You know, and it's real deal Holyfield. It's something you can't get around. You got to deal with it. You know, if you don't deal with it, it's going to eat at you for the rest of your days. So you might as well go ahead and deal with it and cry and deal with it and cry and deal with it and get it to the point to where you're at a point to where you're strong. You know, your weakness become your strength. Because I started off, my strength is dog. You know, I have no strength of my own. Now, if I had to deal with this on my own, man, I had already accepted the fact that I wasn't going to make it. And that's another reason why God came in and swooped me up, because I was honest about myself and about my strength that I didn't have anymore. And he blessed me with something. I'm totally grateful. That's why I'm very cautious and I'm very, very conscious about what I do, how I do it, and who I do it with, and how I move, and what comes out this, and what I put in this. Because whatever I put in this is going to wind up here. Whatever's in here is going to come out this. Whatever comes out this, it turns into my actions. So, you know, I got me a system going, you know. And I'm blessed with it, you know. So that's why I try to share as much as possible, because I know I'm not the only one that feel like that. I'm not the only one have problems with acceptance, you know. Another thing, man, you know, pretending it doesn't exist doesn't make it better. And that's another form of denial, too. Pretending that, you know, this is not going on. It only makes your problem bigger. It doesn't solve it at all. Not even close to it. And the key to acceptance is not beating yourself up. You know, you can't beat yourself up about something that didn't happen already. That you had no power over, you know. You got to pray. You got to do a lot of praying in order to ask God to give you the strength to accept that fact. You have to accept that. You can't run around thinking that just because you pretended that it didn't happen, it's going to be all right. Because somebody going to walk up and going to remind you that it's real. Oh, yeah. It's real. Like I said, man. Mindset therapy is growing. I'm happy. I'm dealing with a lot of my personal issues a lot better, you know, through this platform. And my co-host, you know, good brother, helped me out a lot, you know, and keeping me in tune of what I have to do. Because, man, you'll have people in your life, but they're just in your life for a season. You know, people that you would want in your life for ever. Don't feel the same way you feel. Only pretend when you come around. But sometimes when you come around, you know, people forget how to pretend at times. And you see their true colors. And it might make you feel some kind of way, but you got to buck down and hold up and say, all right, that's what it is. Accept that and push forward. Don't get in your feelings and be like, oh, no, that's how it is. But man, come on, man. Everybody grown. That's how it is, man. Keep it moving. I'm not tripping. I do no tripping at all. I'm not going to disrespect you, and you sure not going to disrespect me. We're going to keep it coaching. We're going to keep it business, and we're going to keep it moving. I don't care how long we know each other. You just showed me a side that kind of, it buckled me down. But I never showed you, because I'm a genuine person. Now I'm speaking about me now. I'm genuine. I'm going to give you me 100 every time you see me. I'm going to be the same old person. But God gave me something that's called discernment. And I'm a vibing person. So if I feel that vibe is off and that discernment hitting me some kind of way, I don't care what come out your mouth. I see the deal. I know what it is. So I'm going to deal with it accordingly. You know, we grown. We accountable for how we act and how we treat people. So, you know, I don't never want to hear you're treating me bad. I'm not going to put myself in a position to treat you bad. I'm sorry about my phone ringing, folks, but that was a business call. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to make sure I'm on point to deal with you the way I'm supposed to deal with you, the way I want to be dealt with. Show you love and everything. And if I'm feeling bad, you will never know because that's not your problem. Whatever I'm going through is my problem. Now, if I feel that, like I need to confide in you and talk to you, I will put you to side and let you know, man, I need your help. I need someone to talk to. And you will know. But if I don't feel like I need to talk to you, because I talk to God a lot, so that's kind of where I go with mine. But sometimes it's good talking to people. You know, sometimes it's good talking to someone, you know, that's in your circle because it makes you feel good, because it makes you feel that genuine connection to your people like it's supposed to be. But I'm not going to act funny with you for no reason. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. It's like if you come in town by me, man, I'm gonna make sure I show you love. And you know, you done drove 300 and something miles. You know, I'm going to show you some love. Don't act like when I drive 300 and something miles, oh, I'm tripping. I just drove 300 and something miles. Why I got to find you? Why I got to look for you? Why I got to be acting funny, man? You know, so, nah, man. Acceptance. You got to accept the fact that, hey, all of us grown. All of us adults. I'm a man, you a man, you a woman, I'm a man, or whatever, how it go. We got to be focused and we got to be steadfast with each other. And if we can't lead by example, if I don't have nothing I can offer you and share with you, why I'm in your world? So, you know, man, it's all love, man. I enjoy what I'm doing, man. God blessing me with some engagements. I'm moving around. You know, I'm trying to make it to the, put myself in a position where I can get my brother's jobs when they come home, you know, and try to see, you know, what their dream is, where their ideas lie, and try to open up some things for them, you know, because got some brothers that's in jail that's about to come home soon. And not just them, anybody, you know, any brother, any human being that's willing to accept change and deal with it. Listen to what I say, that's willing to accept change. Now, I could talk my head off, but if you're not willing to accept this change, and deal with life accordingly, what I can do for you? I can't do nothing but waste your time because you're not ready to accept. You're ready to live in this denial world. Now, I don't have no problem with that, but you go ahead, my brother, and when you get right, you feel like you're ready to accept some things and deal with some of this denial that's going on, we can get down. We can go. But, you know, transparency is a must. It's a must. And I love what I'm doing. This is what I do. I love this. Motivational speaking, coaching, I love it. you know, inspiration, giving someone courage, edifying other people, celebrating other people. I love it. I love doing it. I love seeing my people get up and do what they dreamed about doing. I love it. I love seeing people successful, reaching their goals, reaching their quotas, successful business entrepreneurs. I love it. I have no problem with celebrating others. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking blessings and blessings and blessings over other people, man. That's love. I love that. I'm not gonna keep my foot on nobody's neck. I'm not gonna stop. If you do something, I'm gonna support that. I don't care what it is. If it's cutting grass, I'm gonna give you some plate. If you cook, I'm coming to eat at your restaurant. If you're an author, I'm gonna buy a couple of your books. But patronize with your boy too. You know? Don't just leave me patronizing with everybody and nobody want to patronize with me. You don't got to get your credit fixed or nothing. That's on you. That's your personal thing. My credit good. I'm Gucci. You know, and I'm gonna continue on dealing, helping people fix their credit. But you don't have to get your credit fixed to deal with me. I got other things in the fire. So don't trip. I'm not forcing you to do nothing. I don't want to force you to do good. Nah. Why I want to do that? You feel me? But man, it's been a pleasure. I can go on and on and on. Mindset therapy, man. You see, it's my zone. This one I'm at. I pop it. T-shirts all day, you know. And I don't sell T-shirts either. These are all my T-shirts I rock. I ain't no T-shirt salesperson. I don't sell T-shirts. You feel me? This is what I do. This is I'm branding my company. Mindset Therapy. Real Talk Podcast. Anthony London. Get at me. It's real. Always. Believe that. Reach one, teach one. I love y'all, man. You can reach me. You can call in. You can call in at 281-323-8393. That's 281-323-8393. Or you can reach me at mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. That's mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. You got any ideas? You got any questions? Holler at your boy. Man, I'm connected. If I'm not in that field, I can point you in the right direction. It's all about helping each other, man. Let's do it. Why play games with it? Why play games with it? Let's do it. Gucci love. Rest in peace. MC Cricket, Janelle, love y'all. My mama. One.